Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, here's another warning about Son of Carmageddon, the second summertime shutdown of lanes on the 210 freeway in Irwindale. It starts tomorrow night. Last month, Caltrans shifted 3 westbound lanes to the eastbound side so they could fix up the San Gabriel River Bridge near the 605. It took a week to do it. Now they will shift 3 eastbound lanes to the westbound side to finish the job. That means a big traffic jam until next Tuesday morning. Here's Eric Menyavar with Caltrans.
Basically, in that area, we're reducing capacity by half. That's where the congestion is going to happen when people meet this closure area. That's what we advise voters to do, is just avoid the area if you can, and take public transportation, just plan ahead.
Public transportation means the Gold Line or Metrolink. Better yet, work from home if you can, or take the rest of the week off if you can. A more immediate freeway problem now. All westbound lanes of the 118 freeway in Chatsworth are closed at DeSoto, at least for the time being. There's a small brush fire burning in the area, about 4 or 5 acres. It's just off the roadway. Firefighters need to close down the 210 while they knock down the flames. The Kern County Board of Supervisors has thrown its support behind the Mojave Inland Port north of Lancaster. No ships at this port. It's been the desert. But instead, 410 acres to handle lots of rail cars loaded with containers that big rigs will haul across the nation. The aim is to clear those containers out of the twin ports of L.A. and Long Beach by rail to a place where truckers can get to them faster. Chris Thornburg with Beacon Economics studied the Mojave Inland Port idea.
One of the things we know about the high desert in general is that the area is lacking in economic development. It has fallen behind, if you will, the greater L.A. region. And in a very real sense, what this will do is bring a bunch of well-needed jobs.
Chris Thornburg with Beacon Economics. He was a guest today on KPECC's Air Talk. Plans are to break ground for the Mojave Inland Port sometime next year. One downside, though, lots of big rigs will mean more air pollution in the Antelope Valley. Disneyland announced new higher prices today for an annual pass to the happiest place on Earth. Now, the unhappy news from KPECC's Mike Rowe.
Disney cut off sales of new annual passes more than a year ago, leaving current pass holders in limbo on what was next for them, even as theme park fans headed back in huge numbers. Now Disney's announced those long-awaited details on renewals. Prices are up $50 for lower-level passes, which now start at $449. And the No Blackout Dates Dream Key Pass is no more. Instead, the new Inspire Key costs an additional $200, $1,599, and includes blackouts around Christmas. A lot of Southern California Disney fans were upset when the company scrapped their old annual pass plan. Disney introduced the Magic Key system last August. It requires reservations rather than showing up at the park whenever you want. I'm Mike Rowe.
And since we're talking about Disneyland in Anaheim, let's set a few miles west to Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park. You remember that last month, after a bunch of fist fights involving teenagers forced the park to close early, Knott's decided that chaperones would have to accompany teens from now on. No chaperone, no admission. And teens would have to stick with the chaperone at all times. Now Knott's has extended the chaperone policy through the annual Knott's Scary Farm Halloween celebration that starts in about a month. The Serrano language is one of nearly 100 indigenous languages spoken in California, but it faces extinction after the last primary Serrano speaker died 20 years ago. Ernest Siva is working to preserve and share the Serrano language through language classes at a community center in Banning. He's an elder and a cultural historian with the Morongo Band of Mission Indians. Ernest was a guest on KPCC's Air Talk, and he says his great-grandfather gave him some advice long ago.
Never forget where you came from and never forget your language. Otherwise, your tribe will be lost. You'll be wandering and wondering.
And Mark Araujo Levinson is one of Ernest Siva's students. He is not California indigenous himself, but he does want to preserve the Serrano language.
I always liked how it sounded and its history and things like that. It always fascinated me along the way.
There are other local efforts to teach the Serrano language, including a course at Cal State San Bernardino. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.